This is Ozarks at Large.
This bill is not perfect. It's a tough bill, but we are optimistic that we are closer than ever to making history.
The mood was one of cautious optimism yesterday in Springdale as several groups met reporters to discuss federal legislation unveiled yesterday, legislation designed to reform the country's immigration policy. Those opening comments from Mireya Reith, the executive director of Arkansas United Community Coalition, an immigrants advocacy group, were shared by the others who spoke yesterday. The bill, written by a bipartisan collection of U.S. senators, nicknamed the Gang of Eight, was formally filed yesterday and contains more than 800 pages. Elizabeth Young, an immigration lawyer and director of the Immigration Clinic at the University of Arkansas, says the proposal from the eight senators is a major overhaul of the entire immigration code for the country.
There are four main aspects to the bill. It includes border security, addressing the 11.5 million individuals without a current status, interior enforcement, which also includes employment provisions, and reforms to both the permanent and temporary visa issuance process.
The bill would allow many of the estimated 11.5 million undocumented immigrants a path, a lengthy one with several stipulations, to eventual citizenship. After the formal statements were made yesterday, Elizabeth Young discussed the proposal and some of the rules required for current undocumented residents to approach citizenship. While that path may take more than a dozen years, the legislation would allow people security in knowing they would not be deported in the interim.
You can work, you can travel. Anything that a typical lawful permanent resident or green card holders, most people call them, can do, these individuals will be able to do. Obviously, they're going to be sort of under a microscope, and they have a couple of additional things that they will have to do. They have to learn English, they have to learn civics and different things like that, and obviously pay fines, but in essence, they are almost the same as green card holders.
How many people can this affect? How many people can get on a path to citizenship that couldn't before?
Well, it's estimated there are 11.5 million undocumented immigrants in the United States. Now, I don't think that the full number of those individuals would be eligible. Obviously, there are bars to this. Individuals who have any type of serious criminal history, and by serious criminal history, we're not just saying people that have huge felonies. Under the Immigration and Nationality Code, the way a crime is defined, some things that we may consider minor are actually pretty major. So I think that that would probably bar several of those individuals. But, I would hope that the majority of those individuals would be eligible.
You mentioned the different provisions during the press conference. These are interlocking. One has to go for the other to go?
Yes, it's all one big bill. And I think that's one of the key things that the Gang of Eight is trying to push forward is to indicate that all of these pieces work together. So when it goes for amendment, when it goes for debate, the hope is to keep every single piece in place. If you take one piece out, it's basically all going to fall down. We have a broken immigration system, and in order to fix the entire thing, all aspects of it have to be passed. You can't just pass one aspect. You have to do them all.
This is just a proposal. This is legislation at this point. It has to pass the House, has to pass the Senate. I know you're a lawyer, not a politician. Any sort of idea what kind of scrutiny, what kind of amending it might go through?
A lot. I think there's going to be a lot from both sides. People on both sides, I think, are probably going to be upset, and they're going to want things changed. On the left side, one of the main things that didn't get included was the same-sex partners aren't included in this. And I think that was a huge aspect that people were pushing for. On the other side, I think people are going to say that it's too generous, it allows too many waivers for past misdeeds, crossing undocumented. So I think there's just going to be, I can't even imagine how many different iterations it will go through before it finally is passed.
Good afternoon. My name is Ana Aguayo.
Ana Aguayo was at yesterday's event representing the Northwest Arkansas Workers Justice Center. She says the proposed immigration reform could help millions of immigrant workers participating in an underground economy.
Right now, workers have very little protection when it comes, and very little fast remedies when it comes to old wages and exploitation. And that's why I was also sharing my concern in terms of the guest worker visas. It's making sure that there are worker protections that go across the board. Because even when people immigrate into the United States legally through these guest worker visas, we find the employers, especially in the agriculture community, that confiscate the paperwork of these workers, take advantage that they don't know the language or that they don't know the labor law system. And once they work them and the season's over, they'll just call immigration and deport them. And immigration won't know that they're actually here as guest workers legally because the employer has their confiscated documents.
The bipartisan bill has received endorsements from both sides of the aisle in Washington, but there are detractors. And the route from introduced legislation to actual law is still, of course, uncertain. Ana Aguayo says in the interim, education will be important because she says there can be attempts to fleece immigrants from their money.
Education about what the language entails, primarily because we look around the community and how there's people who would like to take advantage just with the concept of misspreading information. Oh, the bill has already passed, especially for people that may not follow the news thoroughly. We've had people in the community who claim to be attorneys and are not attorneys and say that they file paperwork, end up ripping people off for thousands of dollars, and ultimately these people are victims of a scam, and that's something we want to avoid.
The legislation has received criticism in the first hour since being unveiled. House members like Lamar Smith of Texas have called the bill a non-starter and legislation that doesn't do enough to secure the border. Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama says the bill is filled with flaws and loopholes. Yesterday's press event in Springdale was held at a restaurant, Acambaro, owned by a family with members facing possible deportation. Elizabeth Young with the University of Arkansas's Immigration Clinic says the legislation may take time to eventually become law, if at all, and during that time, some undocumented residents could be vulnerable.
There are other programs that are in place right now that are kind of being applied. We have prosecutorial discretion, which was announced 2 years ago. So individuals who don't pose a threat to the United States, haven't committed past crimes, if they're in deportation proceedings, the prosecution is supposed to be open to administratively closing those, which is essentially kind of stopping those but still keeping them on the books. In addition, there's the deferred action for childhood arrivals, which was passed last year, well, not passed, but instituted last year, which is for the so-called DREAM Act kids, and that prevents deportation for them as well.
The legislation is expected to be discussed by the Senate Judiciary Committee beginning Friday.
On the next Fresh Air, Sebastian Younger talks about his HBO documentary on war photographer Tim Hetherington. They collaborated on the documentary Restrepo about an American military outpost in Afghanistan. After they attended the Oscars in 2011 as nominees for their film, Hetherington went to Libya where he was killed by mortar shrapnel. Join us.
Fresh Air with Terry Gross tonight beginning at 6 on KUAF 91.3 FM.